You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah. Parashat Vayishlach, God Wrestlers. One of my guilty pleasures growing up was watching the World Wrestling Federation. I loved spending afternoons watching Hulk Hogan, Macho Man Randy Savage, and the Ultimate Warrior fighting against each other. And on occasion, even though they told us don't try this at home, I have to be honest and say that with a couple of friends, we would pretend to be wrestlers. Wrestling was one of those things that I expected to see on television, but I never expected to find it in the Torah. And yet in this week's Torah portion, we have perhaps the most famous wrestling match in history. As Jacob prepares to meet his brother Esau for the first time since stealing the birthright, he separates his camp and then spends a night alone. That night, alone and apart from everyone else, he encounters a strange man with whom he wrestles until the break of day. At the end of the wrestling, the man says, "Let me go, for dawn is breaking." But Jacob says, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." In response to this, the mysterious man asks for Jacob's name and then says, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with beings divine and human and have prevailed." At this moment, it becomes clear that Jacob has been wrestling with some form of divine being. And it is striking to note that when Jacob asked for a blessing, the divine being changed Jacob's name. Jacob had been given the name Yaakov because he was holding onto Esau's heel when he was born. And so now he receives a name not in connection to his brother's heel, but in connection to the divine. And maybe in Jacob asking for a blessing and being renamed Yisrael, God Wrestler, we understand that being a God Wrestler, being Yisrael, is a blessing in and of itself. It is a call to us, as Jacob's descendants, to wrestle with God, to struggle with our faith, and to struggle with what it means to be in a relationship with the divine. And then, like Jacob, to emerge to a place of Peniel, a place where I have seen a divine being face to face. In this way, we are the descendants of Jacob. But more importantly, we are the descendants of Israel. And the challenge for each one of us is how we can wrestle with God in our own lives and, just like Jacob, find the way of prevailing. Shabbat Shalom.